Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. We are talking about eating and drinking, being blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it's a key of life that we need to pay attention to. And specifically, we are looking at the adequates of eating and drinking. Now, one of the adequates of eating is to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when we look at the ayat and narrations in terms of Basmala, it is almost become wajib kind of thing to begin everything with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the hadith says everything is abtar, everything is cut if you do not say Bismillah before doing it. And if you look at the Quran, every chapter of the Quran begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, except for one. And you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes on the basmala. Even that the chapter that did not have bismillah, Allah has compensated that basmala in another chapter. So you can see that this is like almost like a wajib in terms of a moral wajib. We have a moral sin and we have a moral wajib in this regard. When it comes to eating, this becomes more emphasized to say bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the basmala on food. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to him, Ya Rasulullah, inna na'kul wa la nashba. We eat, but we never feel satisfied. We never feel full. Have you seen that? Sometimes you eat, you eat, you eat, but you're not getting it. It's not getting there until you feel your stomach is full and you're about to blow. And he's just like, okay, so what's happening? I don't feel nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَفْتَرِقُونَ عَنِ الطَّعَامِ فَاجْتَمُعُوا عَلَيْهِ وَاذْكُرُوا إِسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ يُبَارِكُ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. Two things you need to do. He says, perhaps you guys eat alone, don't eat with other people, and do not say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before you eat. He says, do them and you will see the barakah in it. So when you eat a meal, invite someone with you. Have someone to sit with you and eat with you. Don't eat alone. Eat with a family member, for example. Even if they don't feel like eating, just tell them, look, just come, you know, pretend that you're eating, just eat something light. Have someone with you. That brings barakah. And more importantly, to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before we begin. A person narrates from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, says, I came to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and he was in the Medina. And he had a big plate where they placed the food in, a big tray, and he was eating. So I said to the Imam alayhi salam, what is, you know, the limitations of this plate that you're eating on, this tray of food? He says, إِذَا وَضَعْتُهُ فَسَمِّ اللَّهِ. If you put it, then begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, here we see that the Imam alayhi salam emphasizes on the fact that we need to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says, إِذَا شَرَبْتَ سَمَّيْتْ وَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ حَمَدْتَ اللَّهِ. When you drink, make sure you say Bismillah, and when you finish, you say Alhamdulillah. Again, there's an emphasis on Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take a break and then we will continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام هم اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میگه ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. Just before the break, we were talking about the adequates of drinking and eating, and we said we need to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before we begin. Sometimes we start eating and we start drinking, and we forget to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning. Al-Shaykh al-Saduq, Ridwanullah alayhi, he says that if you do begin your food and you have forgotten to say Bismillah, he says all you need to do is say Bismillah ala awwalihi wa akhirah. When you forget, this is what you say: Bismillah ala awwalihi wa akhirah. So Bismillah at the beginning of it and at the end of it. You say this phrase, which is four words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward of saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we began with Basmala. What do we have to end? We have to end with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, At-ta'imu ash-shakru lah min al-ajri ka-ajri as-sa'im al-muhtasib. Whoever eats and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him the reward of he who is fasting for the sake of Allah. So he says he will give them the reward of he who is fasting willingly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by saying Alhamdulillah after we finish our food. Another adequate of food from the Imams alayhi wasalam, they tell us, don't eat while you are walking. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, La ta'kulu wa anta tamshi li an illa an tadhtarra ila dhalik. Do not eat while you're walking unless you have to. It's a matter of urgency. You have to eat or die, or you have no place to sit, or you can't sit, or what have you. So unless there is a circumstance where you cannot sit, he says, do not do that. Do not eat and walk. It's disrespectful to the food, and also health-wise, physical-wise, is also bad for the stomach. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Anas ibn Malik, he says, Nahan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He told us off, or he told us not to drink while we're standing. And the person says to him, what about eating? He says, Illa qal al-aklu ashad. He said, eating is even worse. So don't drink while you're walking, and eating is even worse. So no drinking, no eating while we are walking. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا أَكَلْتُمْ فَخْلَعُوا نِعَالِكُمْ. If you eat, take off your shoe. Don't eat with your shoe on. That's disrespectful. فَإِنَّهُ أَرْوَحُ لِأَقْدَامِكُمْ. For it is more comfortable for your feet. وَإِنَّهَا سُنَّةٌ جَمِيلَةٌ. It's a beautiful tradition. And he also said, Al-aklu fi suqi dana'a. Eating in the markets is a form of humility, a form of lowering oneself. So don't eat while standing, don't eat while walking, don't eat while your shoe is on, and don't eat in the markets. Go to places of food, go to restaurants, and eat there. These are some of the adequates of eating and drinking. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.